You've reached the 100 Watt Wonder, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Welcome to the West End Report on WCOMLP FM, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Stay tuned for news, weather, calendar of events, features, and more. Our website is communityradio.coop. You might just hear something interesting.
Is sponsored by our friends at Community Realty, located at 201 North Greensboro Street, Carrboro 27510. And to learn more about their real estate services, go to communityrealtync.com or call 919-932-1990. And we have a good weekend looking up for us, unless we're looking for rain. We might get a few showers, but not enough for the garden, I think. Let's see. The temperature now is about 87, I would think. Tonight's low is going to be 65, partly cloudy skies, low in the mid-60s, as I said, 65. Tomorrow, the high is going to be about 84, which is nicer, I think, than what we had today. A little bit cooler. Partly sunny skies, high in the mid-80s. We're expecting plenty of clouds to stream in the south late in the day, which may do well at keeping us a bit cooler. Saturday night becoming cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. In fact, the lows are going to be in the mid-60s all week. Sunday, high 83, same thing.
Did you say all week?
Mm-hmm.
The wow.
Lows, the lows in the mid-60s. Oh. Until like Tuesday at least. I don't know. That's as far as the report goes.
Nice.
Yeah. Sunday, high 83, mostly cloudy with showers possible. We could hope, I think, by that time, get a little bit of rain. Monday, high 86 with an afternoon or evening storm possible. And Tuesday, a high 85. So it looks like a good weather
nice
report.
Nice summer weekend.
Right, right. And it's not too bad. I mean, when it gets up to like 95, that's when I get a little unhappy. I might actually turn off the fans and put on the air.
Yeah, I would think so.
Not yet, though. Not yet. I resist it as long as I can because, you know, you're closed up with the windows shut all winter. And as soon as you get some fresh air, I want, open the windows.
Yeah.
Never shut them again. Anyway. Go ahead, Jackie. It's all yours.
Okay. Let's start with the Art Center. And again, I'll remind everybody that I get all this information from everybody's websites. And if you are a business in Carrboro that has stuff happening over the weekend, send me your information, jackie@carrboro.com, and I'll make sure that we read it here, if it's art-related. At the Art Center, 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org. Tonight at 8 p.m. is Dating on Earth and Memory, two shows in one with Transactors Improv. Two shows in one. It's a speed dating event. The characters will be developed through audience suggestion, and the sparks are sure to fly. But will they be sparks of love or sparks of hate? Come experience this wonderful, horrible, exciting, and scary world of dating on Earth from the safety of your theater seat. Memory examines what and how we recall events, people, and things, and how memory and the past affect the present. This piece features characters traveling back and forth in time via their memories. And the art at the Art Center in the main gallery features Harry Lane Worcester with The Way I See It, conversational mixed media. 100% of the proceeds of the sale of this art will go to the children's program at the Art Center. And this exhibit starts today and runs through June 30th. At the Carrboro Century Center, 100 North Greensboro Street, that website's townofcarrboro.org, we have a new art exhibit, but it's not starting until next week. It starts on June 8th, and that is Glowy Herbert Dine and End Randolph Herbert, Delightful Lawlessness. This is an aunt and her niece who have collaborated and are excited to show together their respective abstract work. And that's going to be, the reception will be next Friday, June 8th, and Lucky Starlight Lounge will be playing at that reception. However, that art's not getting hung until June 8th, so you're going to have to hold off till next Friday to see it.
Do we have to go in and people who have given their, put up their art for the Y?
The Community Art Project.
They have to pick up their...
They have to pick up their art tomorrow at the museum.
Okay.
Pickup starts, I think, at 11 and runs till 3 or 4. 4. Okay. It runs till 4.
Okay.
Because I'm working from 3 to 5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so pick up your art. If you had any piece in the Community Art Project, whether it was in Carrboro or Chapel Hill, tomorrow is the pickup day. And make it easy on all those folks at the Chapel Hill Public Art Commission and go pick up your piece, because if you don't, it will have to be transported to the Chapel Hill Town Hall and stored there, which is a pretty big inconvenience for the, because they have a very small office,
right,
and they have to store everything there. So if you had a piece in that exhibit, please do go and pick it up at the Chapel Hill Museum tomorrow. And the art, tonight, the joint is jumping at the Carrboro Century Center from 8 to 11 in Century Hall. There is a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. And at Carrboro Town Hall, 301 West Main Street, again, the website is townofcarrboro.org. The art is Amy Richards. And Amy has new paintings, acrylic paintings, explore the shapes and colors of contemporary little girls' play sets, comparing and contrasting the emotions evoked by these toys as both a child and now as an adult. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I think that's being hung on Monday. It may have gotten hung today, but the town hall's probably not open. But that exhibit, and also the exhibit at the Century Center, will be running through July 29th. And I'm pretty sure both of them are going to be having receptions next Friday. At Cat's Cradle tonight, which is at 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com, at 9:30 is Sage Francis and Buck 65. And tomorrow night at 9 o'clock is The Comas, The Broken West, and Sons. At DSI Comedy Theater at Carr Mill, that's DSIComedyTheater.com, Friday at 9:30 is Mr. Diplomat, and Saturday at 7:30 is Sports Comedy, and at 9:30 is The Best Show Ever. Have you ever been over there?
No. you know, I'm embarrassed to say so, because they sound like they really have good things going
there.
Yeah,
it looks like a lot of fun.
I've just gotten to be a real stick in the mud, I guess.
Well, I have to admit, I haven't made it over there, and I made a serious effort one night to try to get over there during the art walk, but it's really hard to do anything but the art walk during the art walk. But it's a lot of fun from what I hear, so check that out.
Mm-hmm.
At McDougal Schools is the second time around, Artists Look at Recycling. This is running through June 13th, and then they'll be switching to school-age art, you know, the result of the workshops that have been going on there.
Right,
excuse me. But anyhow, this exhibit, which is going on through the 13th, is a multimedia exhibit featuring 2- and 3-dimensional artwork composed of recycled and reclaimed materials and found objects. At NC Crafts Gallery, 212 West Main Street, starting today, is a new exhibit, Courtney Tomchick and Betsy Bevan. And Betsy Bevan. I almost called her Betsy Bevan Raku. But it's just Betsy Bevan. I didn't put a period there. Raku Pottery and Acrylic Folk Paintings. Raku Pottery by Courtney Tomchick of Statesville, North Carolina, and Acrylic Folk Paintings by self-taught artist Betsy Bevan of Greensboro, North Carolina. And at Nested, that's ncraftsgallery.com.
Uh-huh.
At Nested, which is nestedhome.com, at 118 East Main Street, is Frederick King. And that is oil paintings of teapots.
Huh. Mm. And that's at Nested?
At Nested. Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's a painting of a teapot. It's not a painted teapot.
Right.
Okay.
It's paintings, oil paintings of teapots. at Open Eye at 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com. This month, the art is Eric Bogart. Eric is an L.A. and Denver-based photographer. His work favors the stark and the offbeat. And the music at Open Eye tonight at 8 p.m. is Heather Purden, currently based out of Boone, North Carolina. Alternative folk singer-songwriter Heather Purden has definitely lived your not-so-typical life. Many of these surprises can be understood through the storytelling nature of her lyrical presentations. And tomorrow night, Saturday, at Open Eye, they're doing the National Trails Day Music and Events, an evening of music, events, and fun for the whole family. Have a great time while supporting and learning about all the local trails and natural spaces we are fortunate enough to have in our backyards and how we can preserve these irreplaceable treasures. So at 6:30, the music lineup is at 6:30, the Potentates. At 8 o'clock is the Irish Players. And at 9 o'clock is the Guilty Pleasures. And at Paget Station, beginning today at 401 East Main Street, pagetstation.com, is Ken Mearden's photo art. Multi-layered photo art from original photographs featuring scenes from Italy, the American West, and nature. Using multiple images, photos are cut, separated by foam board, and placed on top of each other, creating depth to the finished product. That sounds cool, doesn't it?
It does. I'm having a hard time picturing it.
I can picture it, but it probably won't look anything like I'm picturing. I want to go by there and see that, though. It sounds interesting. At Wutini at Car Mill, 200 North Greensboro Street, Wutini.com. Dudes, OMG, Wutini is supremely proud to present Little Who of What? New prints by the Little Friends of Printmaking. An exhibition of new prints. I don't write this stuff. I don't know who wrote this. By award-winning artists and designers, the Little Friends of Printmaking. Refreshments, and that's next Friday is the opening for that. And you know what? This probably doesn't go up until next Friday because they usually put the art up the day of the opening. So don't go up there looking for this stuff. It'll be a different exhibit. But you have something to look forward to for next Friday. And then Sunday on the lawn at Weaver Street Market is Magnolia Klezmer, an antidepressive Romanian, Ukrainian, American Dixieland, and Klezmer and Big Band. Have you ever heard them?
I haven't heard them. I've heard of them, but I haven't heard them.
They are just wonderful. They do such a great job. They really get people
moving.
Yeah, moving and get. We've had them at the community dinner a couple of times, and they get people up off their seats and, you know, dancing and singing, and they're really good. So that's Sunday, and I think that starts at 11, maybe 11 to 1, something
probably,
like that.
Yeah.
And the Carrboro Music Festival is accepting applications from May 1st until July 20th. The Carrboro Film Festival will be happening on November 18th. So Orange County residents, make a movie. It's funny, maybe I should say Orange County, North Carolina residents. I got an email from somebody in Orange County, California today, wanting to sit down with me and talk about a website. You won't be sitting down with me. But anyway, so that's Orange County, North Carolina. And the Carrboro Art Committee is in search of a new Carrboro Poet Laureate. The deadline is September 15th, and the Poet Laureate will be introduced and will read their selected poem at the West End Poetry Weekend on October 13th and 14th, 2007. And just one more thing before we introduce our guest. The really, really free market is tomorrow, and it's not art-related, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway. It happens from 1:30 to 4:30 at the Carrboro Town Commons, so go on out. If you have stuff you don't need anymore, take it, and maybe somebody can use it. Or if you need something, go by there and see if they've got it.
Go look for it.
Yeah, and it's all free.
You know, it's not totally devoid of art. because you can find some good books, for one thing. I always love to go by and look at the books.
And you never know what you're going to find there.
Yeah.
And tonight we have a special guest, Mei Ling.
Hello.
Mei Ling is a reporter for the News and Observer and the Chapel Hill News.
Correct.
Yes. And Mei Ling, I'm not sure, I've known you all this time and I don't know how to pronounce your last name.
You and the many thousands who don't. It's Arunarath, but said in the Laotian accent, it's Arunarat.
Oh, so you're Laotian.
Yeah, Laotian Chinese.
Oh, cool.
Arunarat. How would you spell that?
It's Arunarath.
Okay.
11 letters total.
Wow. Yeah, it's a lot pretty. I have my maiden name is a long 11-letter name, and it's not half as pretty as that, believe me.
What's your maiden name?
Klusmeyer.
Oh.
But I think Arunarath sounds a lot better.
Oh, you said it really well.
Thank you.
I won't even attempt it. But Mei Ling, thanks for coming. I just thought
would
be cool to have you on and talk a little bit about what brought you to this area and what you're doing. And
I'll admit it was a surprise when you asked me because I'm not used to being on radio shows and in the public eye.
We figured we would turn the table a little bit and find out a little bit about you. Now, I know that you came to this area specifically to take this job as a reporter, right?
Correct. I had interned in the summer of 2005, and after the summer internship was over, I asked if any jobs were open, and they said two were, and they mentioned this one in the Chapel Hill Bureau, and so I applied for it, and miraculously, I got it.
Where did you do your internship?
In the Raleigh office.
Oh, okay.
In the features department, where I wrote stories for the life section and the what's up section, as well as the arts and entertainment section.
Cool.
And they asked me to contribute to some other things in the city and state section as well.
Uh-huh. So, but you moved here originally from where?
From Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. And what do you think about this area? Are you happy with this area?
I am. I went to college at the University of Georgia in Athens.
Uh-huh.
So it's a lot like Carrboro and Chapel Hill.
Right.
They consider themselves progressives, mm-hmm. mostly liberal, and it's a college town.
It's
a college town, but you've also got a lot of laid-back residents who, you know, have stayed after college or who just love the area and just don't think about moving anywhere else.
Right. That sounds like...
Sounds like home.
Sounds like here.
I know my daughter and her friends used to go down to Athens every once in a while. It's like mm-hmm. they love the place.
Yeah, the downtown.
Field. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, the downtown abuts to the campus, mm-hmm. just like here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you can just walk from uh-huh. North Campus to downtown, and you see people out all the time. It's very, very active, uh-huh. vibrant downtown, just like Carrboro.
Right.
Right. Well, you know, just in the 2 years since 2005, when you were first... interning with the Gannett Group? The newspaper.
It's McClatchy.
McClatchy. I'm sorry. I probably said something I shouldn't have. But anyway, I mean, just in that couple of years, things have changed in regard to, print media is having a tough time. And your website, the News and Observer website has launched into some other areas, which... it's great. I think the feature that you do, the party crashers, where you go out and take video footage and then have it available online, is just great. I think it's the natural progression, I guess. This is where everything's going. It's almost
people read the paper online, so we have to appeal to them online.
Right.
They can get their news anywhere. Like, you can go to Google News and just get the top stories from any paper, or go to Yahoo News. And people, you know, they're not loyal anymore. No, it's true. It's young people especially, they're not loyal
to a
certain paper.
Because it's so easy not to be loyal.
Exactly.
Now.
If you want to,
you've got a million choices out there.
You really do. And so this is the News and Observer's attempt to hold on to those readers and make them loyal. And it's, you know, you want to have video, you want to use the talents of your photography department, photojournalist department. And, you know, they're coming out of school already knowing how to do video
right.
and audio and edit it themselves.
Yeah.
We have
a few
already.
That's what you guys are doing, right? You're like a one-man
right.
band. You go
for the
in there.
Chapel Hill News, right. Leah Friedman and I, we do this thing called Party Crashers. We just finished our second one on the second Friday Art Walk in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. We mostly focus on Carrboro, but it's just fun. I mean, I don't think it's work at all. It's just so much fun. I mean, it is work, but it's just great to go out and meet people, which is what we're doing anyways as reporters. And we see it as a different way of telling a story. Instead of writing it, you edit it, you visual it, make it visual. And I don't know. It's another way of seeing your community rather than just reading about them. You see their faces.
Well, and it's great because you do actually see. I mean, it's not just, you know, dreaming up in your head what this place looks like and, you know, what's going on. It's just a great thing. And, you know, I took my little video camera down to the Memorial Day observance at Town Hall. And, I mean, it's a regular camera, but it's got video capability where you can do just little web movies.
Right.
And
anybody can do them.
Anybody
now
can do them. And, you know, the same day they're posted online. And
exactly.
Technology is incredible. It's just come so far. And, you know, like with YouTube, which is where I posted these videos, it's free.
Right.
So, you, of course, you have the little YouTube icon in the corner, but, you know, that beats the heck out of paying for bandwidth, you know, which, because those movies are big. You know, somebody, you get 1,000 people looking at your movie and you're over for the month on your bandwidth. At least that's the case with me. So I wanted to find another way to do it, you know, another way to. And we're lucky here that iBiblio gives us the space now to for the podcasting stuff.
Right.
Are you guys doing podcasting at all?
There's talk of it. I don't think we've really delved into that yet. It's just
it's baby steps.
Yeah. Now we're just trying to get reporters to do their own video like we have, or do their own audio. Audio is the first step right now. So we're trying to make reporters just think of, oh, you're about to go on an assignment. Okay, take the audio recorder with you. It's tiny. It fits in your back pocket. It's like taking your notebook and pen with you. It should be. They're trying to get it to be like a no-brainer.
A standard thing,
Right. So, you know, once the reporters start thinking of that as their first thought, then maybe we can talk about everything else.
Well, yeah, and it's great to have just because you can refer back to it if you don't.
Yeah,
if you're, you don't have to take
tape
notes.
Recorder. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now we're doing audio recording as in not to take over the notebook. It's more as a supplement.
Right.
Like say, okay, well, this guy's voice is great. He's got this really raspy voice. And, you know, I think this story really lends itself to his voice. So why don't we take the audio recorder? And then when we come back, we'll pick out a very short clip and put it online for people to hear what I'm talking about when I write this story or hear what this man has to say. And it's different enough from the story that it complements it.
Right, right. It adds to
rather
it.
Rather than cancels it out.
Everything becomes multidimensional so that you really can get into it.
Yeah. It's the whole experience of it. Right.
Now, when you were in school, did you learn how to do this stuff or was it taught to you after you started at the
multimedia stuff?
Right.
I took a very crash course web design class one of those semesters. I think it was my senior year, and I learned basic HTML. I learned how to briefly use Flash and some other program in there. And so that kind of, I guess having that class kind of gave me the one up over here to kind of
laid the groundwork for
really did
the rest of stuff.
It helped me just kind of pick up the stuff quicker and know how to edit things and know how to crop and things like that. It just made me a lot faster at it.
Yeah, you know, these days reporters aren't just reporters anymore. You have to be capable of doing a lot of other stuff.
Exactly. The more skills you have, the better.
Right.
And the more outside interests you have from reporting, the better.
Right. Because it is about covering your community. You know, it's where you live. So you want to be able to really get across what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm. And a person who shows many interests in their lives, their personal lives, I think is a good candidate. Because it shows you're curious about the world around you and you're willing to try things.
Right.
And you're open also for things coming in, the unexpected coming in.
Exactly.
Which can really make the news particular to the
area. You have to think on your feet.
Right.
Yeah, you really do. So what?
So what's next?
Yeah.
When are you going to write a book?
Well, I've it's like one of those vague thoughts in the distance. Uh-huh, you know, it's like we all think of that. All reporters are like, oh, I'm going to write a novel someday. I'm going to write a book someday. You know, fiction, nonfiction, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's up there. I have no clue when or what.
Well, you know, if you're, when you're working with words, it's like, right. Well, it's you know, articles expanding in the future.
Right, right. Uh-huh. There have been a lot of reporters who have done that.
Right.
As you cover stories, you know, you gain more and more, and you just kind of file that for future
exactly.
use.
You know? As you cover your beat, as we call them, mm-hmm. you become the authority on those subject matters because
right.
you are paid. You like that's your job to observe.
Oh, you get paid
whatever.
For that? Man.
I did
something wrong somewhere in the scenario.
I get paid to be nosy.
I know. Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's great. Uh-huh. And to butt into people's lives with their permission, which is wonderful. You know, uh-huh. you come up and you say, you know what, I want to tell your story. And everyone, mostly they're like, okay. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, you know, you get rejected, but that comes with it as well.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just... I think I forgot the original question.
Well, we were all waiting for your book.
Oh, the book. Right, right. Someday.
Then they'll make it into a movie. Right?
Yeah, a lot of reporters have written stories off their beats because, yeah, you're right. They store it away and they keep a lot of what they've written and they can write it with such a voice.
Keep little note cards for yourself. Like, this is really a fascinating story. I don't want to forget this, and make a few notes and put it in a file for the
future. That's a good idea. I haven't done that. I'm so new to the game. I think I haven't picked up on.
Well, and you also, you know, you go to all the board meetings and stuff, right?
Right.
Do you go to the board meetings?
Yeah, all of them.
So you really know what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I don't always know what's going on with mm-hmm. the board.
Right.
Like, and I'm definitely not at every meeting. Once in a blue moon, I go to a meeting.
Right. You go to these meetings, even if the agenda looks like they're going to talk for hours and you're not really sure what they're talking about yet. But you're right. You file that away and it brings context to your story, which makes you the authority voice. Like Carbro, you know, I can bring in things like when they're talking about town commons reservation fees. I know immediately they're talking about the really, really free market
right.
that had a problem with it
mm-hmm.
a while ago. And
they're
talking about the Weaver Street Market lawn as
right.
a community spot. Where else in town mm-hmm. can we make it a public gathering spot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. So, yeah, you sit in on these things so you know what they're talking about because you don't want to miss a beat.
Right. Well, I guess we're just about done here. Thank you so much for coming, Mei Ling.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. Well, a reminder to everybody that you have news about what's going on in the arts community. Give email Jackie at carbro.com. Let her know what's going on. And we'll be back next Friday.
Yep.
With West End Report on the Arts. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carborough Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carborough's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carborough. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.